It's Monday, April the 13th, day 23. I had an email yesterday from a friend who was a grad student with me. He was passing on the sad news, which was then just a rumour, that the great mathematician and world-class eccentric John Horton Conway had died from COVID-19. Not being a mathematician, I knew of him mostly because of his game of life, that elegant demonstration of how simple rules can generate extraordinarily complex outcomes, which in a way you could take as a metaphor for life, I suppose, and maybe also a metaphor for the dreams of mathematicians and physicists, that they will one day find that single equation that will suddenly explain swathes of phenomena that were hitherto inexplicable. I was a graduate student in Cambridge in the late 1960s, by which time Conway was a junior lecturer in the maths department, and I knew of him really only through a couple of friends who were mathematicians and who regarded him as a weird but compelling lecturer. In a profile of him in 2015, Siobhan Roberts, his biographer, told lots of lovely stories about him. The one I like most is how he got a teaching post in Cambridge. Conway took longer than usual to get his PhD, but eventually in 1964 completed it. Being temperamentally disorganised, however, he did nothing about finding work as the end of his studentship loomed. And then one day, while walking along King's Parade, he bumped into Ian Cassels, who was then the Sadlerian Professor of Pure Mathematics, and also, more crucially, head of the Mathematics Department. As Roberts tells the story, Cassels asked Conway what he was doing about getting a job. Nothing, replied Conway. There's a position opening here, said Cassels. Why don't you apply? How do I go about it? You write me a letter. What should I say? At this point, Cassels began to feel sorry for him and offered to write the letter for him. He sat down on the low wall in front of King's Chapel, rummaged through his briefcase, found a pen, pulled out a piece of paper and began, Dear Professor Cassels, I wish to apply for the so-and-so assistant lectureship. Having completed it, he handed it to Conway and instructed him to sign and then filed the letter away in his briefcase. But the wheeze didn't work. I'm terribly sorry, Cassels wrote to Conway, you didn't get the job. But, he continued, there is another position coming open next year, and unless you indicate your wishes to the contrary, I shall take your previous letter as a letter of application for that position. And this time it worked. Horton became university teaching officer in the ancient University of Cambridge, where he spent many fruitful years before eventually going to Princeton. But ponder, just ponder for a moment, the appointment process implied by this story. And then imagine the interview a modern-day head of department would have had with the head of the university's human resources division. You did what, Professor Cassels? You wrote the candidate's application for him? And where exactly is his CV? And where are the two references that are obligatory for teaching posts in this institution? Conway was a genuine, fully paid-up eccentric. He could, and often did, recite from memory the value of pi to 1,111 digits. And he could calculate in his head, almost instantly, the day of the week corresponding to any given date using what he called his doomsday algorithm. But the thing that really got me was that he had programmed his computer to flash 10 randomly selected dates from the past and the future, dates like the 4th of April 2005 or the 27th of October 1803, and he would have to mentally calculate what day of the week each would be before the machine would let him log on. They don't make them like that often, which is perhaps just as well. I've just mistyped my password when I was trying to log on to record this.